Welcome to Talks from the Bible, Psalm 16, 8 through 11. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. The Lord provides stability of life. Verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. We will not be moved because of the place where we have set the Lord. The psalmist had set the Lord at his right hand, and therefore he would not be moved. The Lord was always before him. The psalmist had given a place for the Lord in his heart and in his life. So must we. If we would not be moved in this life, we must set the Lord always before us. We must set him at our right hand. He must occupy the most important place in our life. Therefore, we cannot be moved. We will face difficulties and adversities that will seek to move us in this life. We can become distressed and overcome and downcast. But if the Lord has the proper place in our life, we will have stability of life. We will be able to overcome. We will be able to endure. Romans 4 and verse 20 speaks of Abraham. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Abraham was an individual of great faith. He had great faith in God. He believed that what God had promised unto him would come to pass. He did not stagger or waver at the promise of God. He did not have a heart of unbelief, but rather he had a heart of faith. He was strong in faith. He gave glory to God. Abraham could not be moved because of the position that God had in his life. James 4, verse 15, for that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. We need to understand that our life must be dependent upon the will of God. We must commit what we do, what we intend to do, what we plan to do, what we hope to do, to the will of God. We must have the attitude that if the Lord will, we shall live and we shall perform the activities of our life. We can do whatsoever we desire, but if we would have stability of life, then we must commit our way unto the Lord. We must do as the Lord instructs us. We must follow the divine teachings of the Lord. Hebrews 11:7 speaks of Noah. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. We remember Noah. He lived in the time of the flood. God warned him of the coming of the flood. And Noah moved with fear. Because of the position that God had in his life, he prepared an ark, and therefore he saved himself and his house. As a result, he became the heir of the righteousness of God. Noah enjoyed stability during this time of great devastation because of the position that he had given to God. The Lord provided Noah with a stability of life, even in the face of evil and disrespect and disdain for God. 2 Timothy 1:12, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. The Apostle Paul had made a commitment unto God. He had committed himself unto God. God had control of his life. Paul knew whom he had believed, and he was persuaded that God was able to keep what had been committed unto him. God is able to keep what we commit unto him. We must commit the well-being of our life and our soul to the keeping of God. We must be like Abraham of old, strong in faith. We must be as Noah, who moved with fear. God will provide us with stability of life. When Paul came to the end of his life in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7, he could say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Even in death, the Apostle Paul enjoyed stability because of the commitment that he had made to God, because of the place that God occupied in his life. The Lord provides gladness and hope. Psalm 16, verse 9, Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. We desire to have a glad heart. We enjoy rejoicing rather than grieving. We would desire to have hope rather than despair. The Lord will provide us with gladness and hope. If we place God at the forefront of our life, if we set the Lord at the right hand of our heart, then we can have a heart that is glad, we can rejoice in God, we can rest in hope. Psalms 13:5, But I have trusted in thy mercy, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Because of trust in the mercy of God, our heart can rejoice in the salvation of God. God will save us from the various ills and difficulties of life if we will but trust in His mercy. We can know joy and gladness and hope. Romans 14, verse 17, For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. As citizens of the kingdom of God, as members of the church, the body of Christ, we know righteousness, peace, and joy through the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is that divine being that seals our heart, guarantees and assures us of the promises of God. Therefore, we are at peace, we are in joy, because of the place where God is in our life and in our heart. Romans 15:13, Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, we have joy and peace because we believe in God. As the God of hope, we will be filled with joy and peace, and we will abound in hope. We do not lose sight of our future. We do not become overcome with anxiety because of our trust in God through God's Holy Spirit. 1 Peter 1:7 through 9. That the trial of your faith, oh yes, our faith will be tried. We will pass through difficulty. We will come to tribulation. We will have to bear sorrow and difficulty. The trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. The trial of faith is more precious than gold that perishes, because the trial of our faith will bring us unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have not seen Christ, but yet through faith we love Christ. Though now we do not see him, yet we believe, and our faith in Christ gives us a joy unspeakable and full of glory, because of the place that God has in our life, because of the occupancy of the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart. The Lord provides escape from corruption. Psalm 16, 10, 11. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. The Lord will not leave our soul in the grave. He will not suffer us to see corruption, but rather we will be raised from the grave. We will be resurrected from the dead. This is the grand promise of God, and we are assured of this promise through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 42 and verses 50 through 54. So also is the resurrection of the dead. Paul is describing our conquest, our escape from corruption. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption, the body. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptibly, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Jesus Christ, through his resurrection, provides us an escape from the corruption of death. We will not all sleep. We will not remain dead. But rather at the last trump of God, we shall be raised incorruptibly. We shall put on immortality. Corruptible becomes incorruptible. The mortal becomes immortal. And because of this great action of God, death is swallowed up in victory. Jesus said in John 5, 28, 29, Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Those who have given the Lord the place at their right hand, and those who have established God in their heart will come forth from the grave unto the resurrection of life. But Jesus states those that have not given God such a place and have not paid such honor to God will be raised unto the resurrection of damnation. All will be raised. Death will be destroyed. The grave will be conquered. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17, the Apostle Paul speaks to the church and says, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The coming of Christ will witness the conquest of corruption and the destruction of death. the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ will bring to pass the resurrection of the body and our conquest through Jesus Christ. Let us set the Lord before us. Let us place Him at our right hand. In so doing, the Lord will provide stability of life. He will provide gladness and hope. He will provide escape from corruption. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.